The International Atomic Energy Agency today decided to give North Korea a little more time to comply with its commitments under international nuclear accords. But in a tough resolution approved unanimously by IAEA Board of Governors, the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency warned that any failure to comply will be reported to the UN Security Council for action. The Bush administration welcomed the decision, which postpones a possible showdown between the United Nations and the belligerent Kim Jong-il regime in North Korea. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The nuclear agency approved the resolution in an emergency meeting today in Vienna, Austria. The meeting was called after North Korea expelled nuclear inspectors a week ago, saying it planned to restart its nuclear facilities. IAEA Chief Mohammed Al-Baradei said the agency's Board of Governors is giving the DPRK, that's the formal name for North Korea, one more chance to comply.
The board continued to underline the desire to resolve the issue through diplomatic means, but at the same time makes it very clear that unless DPRK cooperate and cooperate fully with the agency, the matter will be referred to the Security Council.
Al-Baradei would not specify a deadline, but said he was talking about weeks. His agency has no power to enforce non-proliferation agreements, but the UN Charter gives the Security Council various enforcement options, including economic sanctions and military action. The United States, which is focused on possible military action against Iraq, has made it clear it wants a diplomatic solution to the nuclear standoff with Pyongyang. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer.
The president views the actions of the IAEA in Vienna today as the appropriate course of action.
The position that the IAEA board took on North Korea, as described by its chief, Mohammed Al-Baradei, sounds similar to that of the Bush administration.
The message is coming from the board that the international community is not ready to negotiate under blackmail or under threat.
Al-Baradei says various countries on the board made it clear they are willing to discuss North Korea's security and economic needs, but only after Pyongyang adheres to its non-proliferation commitments. The White House says the unanimous IAEA vote demonstrates broad international agreement on what to do about the nuclear threat on the Korean Peninsula.
It's not only China, Russia, South Korea, Japan, and the United States that are troubled by North Korea's unilateralist actions. The nations that made up the board that voted in Vienna today include Australia, Malaysia, Iran, Cuba. It takes a lot of work to get condemned by Iran and Cuba, and North Korea has done it.
By restarting its nuclear program, North Korea could produce nuclear bombs, analysts say, within months. The North may already have one or two weapons. North Korea's neighbors, Japan and South Korea, have joined the U.S. for 2 days of talks at the State Department on how to handle the situation. Washington says there will be no negotiations until the North dismantles its weapons programs. But South Korea reportedly has come to Washington with a proposal that calls for concessions from both North Korea and the U.S. Administration officials declined to comment on the South Korean proposal. Ari Fleischer said it was an issue that the U.S. and its allies must work on shoulder to shoulder. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.